Hey, if you're a Christian-driven coach, I'm so excited that you're here because I get to share with you in 13 minutes the short version of the last 3 years, which was a nightmare. You do not want to go through what I experienced. It was extremely painful. It was lonely. It was confusing. There was a lot of loss. There were a lot of funerals for expectations. There was a lot of uncertainty. How are we going to get to the States? How do I raise 3 kids while running a 7-figure business? It was a very, very hard, painful 3 years. And it all really came down to me confusing my identity in what I do and how much I make and, you know, where I stand against the competition, et cetera, and just trying to find my value in what I have and what I achieve rather than who I am. So I see a lot of men and even women building their businesses around themselves and not around him. And it will lead to eventual destruction. It will lead to even maybe perhaps breaking up your family, losing yourself in the process, a lot of unnecessary stress and striving. And I hope my story is an encouragement to you that you can do well. God has been so gracious. He's been so faithful, and he has navigated my way through this storm has brought me up the other side, and I'm excited to share my story with you to help you build a business God's way. And this has been a massive inspiration and reason for winding down the 7-Figure Mastermind and relaunching 7-Figure Steward. So enjoy this really short interview, and I hope it serves you well.
I mean, I'm your classical entrepreneur. You know, I found my identity originally in running and athletics, then I found my identity in entrepreneurship. And I was always your average guy in high school, athletics, and pretty much everything. So I always felt like I was behind, but for some reason, I somehow did entrepreneurship better than a lot of people. I was a personal trainer, and I got into this industry just kind of curious to figure out how do I maybe make enough money online to cover my bills.
So my grand, where it
that
starts.
Was it. Yeah. That's where it started. I was a former skinny guy, and I found guys who were making money on the internet, and I basically figured out if this was legit. Long story short, I launched an online fitness business back in 2006. I sold an ebook, and that became a 7-figure business within 4 years. And that business was very, very good to me. So I spent 12 years teaching skinny guys how to build muscle online. And after 12 years, I had a lot of people ask me, can you teach me how to do that? So over the last 9 years, I've been teaching fit pros how to start, grow, and scale their coaching business to 6 and 7 figures. And that became an 8-figure business over the last 9 years. So in that process, you know, I was hungry. I was hungry. I found my identity and status and fame and in money. And, you know, long story short, 3 years ago, I lost my marriage. My wife basically said, can't do this anymore. I said some things I shouldn't have said. And she said, this is the first time you've been honest. And that was her reality. I was completely disconnected from my family. I was a typical guy that said, I'm doing this for the family. I built a massive financial wall around my family. And I realized that there's consequences to not having your ambition checked. Over the last 3 years, the Lord has been extremely gracious. He woke me up. I was asleep for 42 years. I realized that money doesn't mean as much as you think. I built an entire life around, look at me, look at me, look at my fame, look at my success. And when I lost what I wanted most, which was a relationship, it was too late. It was too late. So I've really had to reinvent myself, had to really figure out how the heck did I get here? And yeah, I've in that process, you know, I've eventually got to the point of not just figuring out how to reinvent myself, but how to reinvent my business. My business wasn't serving me. It wasn't serving my family. And it was really a business that served my ego. It served a lot of insecurities that weren't processed, a lot of trauma. And I was just trying to keep up. And I saw the consequences of really just not understanding the concept of contentment and just trying to keep up and prove myself. And God humbled me. He humbled me, and my business went backwards 2 years in a row, but it was the best thing that ever happened to me because I was able to figure out like, what is my product? What am I actually selling? I'm creating a whole industry of insecure dudes who's are like moody little, you know what? If their income's up, they're happy. When their income's down, they're little babies. And these guys who confuse their self with their net worth. And that was me. And I realized I need to create one, a different life because I can't ever let this happen again. And I need to reinvent this business. It's been hard. It's been a process and there's been a lot of downsizing, but it's crazy. I've gone through this process of like really starting to pray for Lord, what is your agenda for my life? What is your vision for my life? And I really started praying instead of for like him to bless my business, but like, hey, Lord, what do you even want from me? Where am I supposed to be? How am I supposed to do this? And through the process, I've got like clarity on like, hey, I don't, first of all, need as much as I thought I did, which is crazy. I always thought like, well, you're selling out then. You're not going after your full potential and you know, you're lazy and you're settling. And I realized that like, you know, it's not worth it if I lose what's most important. So what I'm really trying to figure out now is like, how do I rebuild? Because I do believe in multiplication. That is a biblical concept, right? If you look at the story of the steward, three stewards, God said to the first two that multiplied from 10 bags to 10, or five bags of 10 and two bags to four, good and faithful servant. They multiplied. Yes. If you ask anybody in this room, define faithfulness, how would, I bet probably maybe one or two people in here might say multiplication is the definition of faithfulness. What did he say to the dude that-
You wicked and lazy
servant. Wicked and lazy servant.
Yep.
In context to his productivity, probably not his character, but, and that's all we know about them, that one multiplied and the other maintained. And I see so many people just maintaining. So what happened with my stories when I lost everything, I hit the brakes. I was afraid of trying to rebuild and scale. So I started to ride the e-brake and I started like back off because I was afraid. I don't want to lose my family. I don't want to lose I don't want to lose my kids next. So I really went into scarcity. I went into fear. I went into lack and I just really backed off. And then I read this parable and I completely missed it, that God does want abundance for us, but he doesn't want abundance to own us.
Yes, yes.
There's nothing wrong with abundance and God wants us to multiply and multiplication is good.
Yes.
But at his pace.
Yes.
and the devil wants to speed up your pace and your feet, but God wants to slow them down. So I'm really just in this place where I built this beautiful home here in Tennessee. It's been on the market forever. It's just, you know, paying for three houses through this messy separation, and the Lord has provided.
Come on.
The Lord has provided. So I've just like learned to trust again. These simple concepts, trust and, you know, be obedient.
Simple, but not easy.
Right? I've just learned these things with like School of Hard Knocks.
Come on. Man, last question for you. One, this is so good. I think we often talk about in faith also in our podcasts and our events that you talk about how to do business God's way. If I could put it in a nutshell, it's not, hey, God, here's what I'm doing. Bless it. It's what are you blessing? Let me be a part of it. Mm. You know, let me do what you're doing, not what I think I should be doing, right? Mm-hmm. And it takes surrender. That's part of it. So I just think this is so beautiful. Last question for you. What have you noticed the main difference of not doing it his way, doing it his way? I know part of you talked about surrender, but like what's one thing you can share of like, man, this is actually what you've learned of this is how God ordains us to do it.
Well, I mean, first of all, the institution order, like he put family first, right? So what's the point of, you know, making all this money if you're alone, right? And if nobody celebrated with, you know, I go home and my kids aren't even connected, etc. So I think the first thing is, I think also the word that has really like, I've embraced is contentment instead of being covetous.
Come on.
And just appreciating what I have and focusing on what I have and not what I don't have.
Yeah.
I mean, these are things that we always hear every single day, but that has allowed me to operate with a lot more peace.
Yeah.
And I built my identity off of pressure. And then most people who are successful, like we operate from a place of pressure and it becomes a survival strategy. I'm like, I'm successful because I create all these scenarios to push myself forward, which creates this identity. So if I'm not pushing forward, I might lose this identity of being a successful businessman. Mm. So being able to go slower and just trusting the process and like, hey, God, are you opening this door? Like if not, make you clearly obvious and slam it in my face.
Yeah.
And Like, I want to be in your will, Lord. I want to do just so it's just been a process of slowing down.
Yeah.
To be honest, yeah. Listening.
Yeah.
Spending more time at the Master's feet and like just truly delighting and spending time with Jesus.
Yeah.
Jesus, even if it's a slow week, even if it's a slow month, even if it's a scary quarter.
Yeah.
Like I still have my relationship with Jesus and that is enough. And that's taken time.
Yeah.
Right? Like literally time. I used to put my devotion on 10 minutes and like, oh, I've done my 10 minutes. Sweet. And now it's like, I just spend more time. And like that has brought a lot of peace back into my life.
Come on.
And helped me be a much more calm person, a lot more emotionally connected to myself and my kids and to friends. So this whole situation woke me up.
Come on.
And unfortunately, what I'm seeing is like a lot of men aren't going to wake up until they get a sledgehammer across the skull like I did.
Yeah.
And so I feel like my story is a kind of a, what do you call it?
Preventative.
It's the billboard for like, don't get caught up in all the hoopla. Mm. Slow down. Get around other men who are not putting their wealth as their identity and stay close to the Lord.
Come on. Come on. I'll say one last thing. And I didn't tell you we're going to do this, but I want to do something here.
All right, singing.
No, you're not. We got Scott for that.
We're not dancing. We're in Nashville. We're not dancing. As long as we're not singing
exactly.
All right. We're not singing or dancing. We're good.
Come on. No, but I mean, I think about Jesus, right? He's the ultimate example of a leader. And in 3.5 years, he fulfilled every biblical prophecy.
Right.
And never in any of the gospels do you find him in a hurry. Mm. Not once is he in a haste. There, you cannot find one like, he had to go. He was like, he had to jet. Like, no. Usually he went places late.
Yeah.
He was late for Lazarus. He was late. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you know, like 4 days late. My man was chilling. It's like, he'll be all right. Jairus's daughter. Yeah, yeah. So many different things. And that, you know, one thing we talk about in our community all the time, Jesus never sacrificed his spiritual health for productivity.
Mm.
And if Jesus could do all that 3.5 years and not rush, and if you look at his pattern, what is he doing? He's spending time with the Father.
Yeah.
I do not do anything that I do not see my Father do. Yeah. That was his model. That's his business. Not his business model, but you know, that was his model of how he did life. And so if it worked for him, it's like, hey, it still works. And so I just want to bless you, ma'am. And can we actually, I felt like to pray for you. If we can just extend our hands to you. Because I believe where you're about to go into, you have massive influence with men all around the world. And this shift that you've been feeling, I feel like you've only seen the beginning
of it. Do you mind if I just share like one more thing? That's not
going to get
you. But I mean, this is very scary because, you know, the business I built was an 8-figure coaching business. You know, it wasn't like a rinky-dinky lemonade stand. It was a significant business. And now I'm in this, I feel like I've outgrown this space, specifically, you know, the people I work with. And so I'm moving into this new business, 7-figure steward, which is helping coaches start, scale, and grow God's way.
Come on.
And I'm like, are people going to think like I'm monetizing my faith now? Is this like, is this real? Like, am I really doing this?
Right.
It's scary.
Yeah.
It's scary to like, you know, this used to be something that I would share in my business, but now it is my business.
Yeah.
But I feel like God has like literally positioned me to do this because I've got a lot of like eyes on me that I know a lot of people are not happy with what they're doing.
Yeah.
And I know that this act of obedience, even this humility of like, you know, downsizing my business and just simplifying things is going to inspire a lot of men.
Yes.
Men to like chill out.
Yeah.
Make sure your family's in check.
Yes.
You know, make sure kids are in check. Like, make sure the business is even profitable. Make sure that, like, just
come on.
Evaluate before you ask to elevate.
Come on.
Right?
Come on.
And I think we need to do that. And that requires humility.
Yes, it does.
Matt, and I think that's probably my favorite character trait of Jesus, to be honest.
Yes.
Is humility. And there's very little humility in the entrepreneurial space. Yeah. It's all ego. Look at me. Look at me. Uh-huh. It's like the egos are ridiculous.
Oh, it's crazy.
How much I make. Like, who cares?
Yeah.
Like when you lose a lot of money, you don't care how much other people make because you know that they are probably suffering inside just because it's, again, something to compensate for something else. Mm. So
So good.
I think just not finding your identity in your numbers.
Yeah.
Is like, that's a hard thing for a guy to like work through. Oh, and if you're working through that, that's a good one to work through.
Yeah, yeah.
That is a really powerful thing to work. I'm not saying be lazy, don't produce, don't hustle, but I'm saying don't sacrifice your relationships in the process.
Come on.
What else do you have?
Yeah.
That's been the biggest thing I've learned.
Come on. All right. Can we do this? Can we stretch our hands towards our brother? As you're going off on this path, Lord, we just thank you for Vince, the gift of his life. Lord, the mandate that you've placed on him, Lord, the shift in perspective, Lord, it is weighty. Lord, there is a significant just call that this is. So Lord, one, we cover him, Lord, that he's covered in the blood. We thank you, Lord, you have already gone before him. And I pray for protection over him, over his mind. Lord, that he would fortify his soul. Lord, that it would be rooted in the word. And we ask, Holy Spirit, that you would do the impossible, that he would see fruit and fruit that will remain. He would see men come to the Lord, repenting. Lord, and I ask, Holy Spirit, that you would lead him by your spirit. And we just bless him and the gift that's on his life. And as he's getting shot out into the marketplace in a new way, I ask, Holy Spirit, that souls would come into the kingdom like never before, that he will receive a massive, bro, I see a massive harvest coming your way of souls that literally you're going to have to like find bigger rooms to fill them of the men that's got to bring in your life. They're going to be broken. They're going to be hurting. And you're the right man for the job. He picked the right man. And so we bless him, Lord, in Jesus' name. Everybody said, amen. Can we give it up for Vince? Thank you so much, brother.